Xerox copiers and services. Coming up next, David Reese and our forecast for the remains of this work week, brought to you by Ruderman to the rescue.
It is an ACC doubleheader Saturday afternoon after the Tech-Syracuse game. Duke is at Louisville. On Charlottesville's home of the NCAA tournament in Final Four, Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. Today, mostly sunny with temperatures still able to top out in the low to middle 50s, thanks in part to a little breeze coming in from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and cool. Temperatures tumble into the upper 20s to lower 30s. Friday and Saturday, good bit of sunshine. Friday afternoon, cold front moves through, though, dropping temperatures from the 50s Friday to the 40s Saturday. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist David Reese for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
So, of all the things that I took away from the inaugural address yesterday, and by the way, if I'm ever inaugurated president, I want Joe Walsh playing Amazing Grace on slide guitar. I know. As a son of the Heathers, I should be a traditionalist and want it on the pipes. But there's just something about, and if you know a particularly good, if Keb Mo does a good version of it, that's fine. You know, it just a slide guitar and Amazing Grace. But I thought it was an interesting choice because, though actually not written as a hymn for a funeral, it has become commonplace. Has it not, for Amazing Grace to be played at a funeral? And, you know, I thought that, you know, Biden hit some good notes. He hit some bad, you know, with the whole lying bit. And we have these things called truth, and we have these things called lies. That was unnecessary, but it's we've lost the art of speech writing, I think.
On Twitter suggests the rally was against ICE, but also against President Joe Biden on his inauguration day, using hashtag no more presidents. Early on, the protests turned aggressive. We know one local TV news crew had to leave the area after being attacked. Windows were smashed at an Amazon Go store, where violent words were spray painted, targeting President Biden and Vice President Harris and Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Protesters also smashed doors at a downtown federal courthouse and smashing the windows at Seattle's first Starbucks, a historic landmark for the city.
Gotta love a city where a coffee shop is a historic landmark, by the way. But now here's an interesting group. That's from last night in Seattle, whose city motto is, "Get your riot on." No more presidents. This is an anarchist group. What part of conservatism, and it's already being spun that these were more alt-right, Jason Kessler, Unite the Right, David Duke, white supremacist conservatives, as if any of the words prior to the word conservative have anything to do with conserving America and the American way of life. These are the anarchists that have been there all along. and are still looking for a breakdown in society so they can have their post-apocalyptic world. And they prey on cities like this. And I was asked months ago why this was happening in some of these cities like this, because these are the cities that have so completely given in to the idea of subservient citizens. The enlightened government. The gun-free zones. So what these anarchist groups do is they arm themselves up, much like the same thing the Toyota jihadis do in Afghanistan. They're the only ones with guns. So they go wilding around these little villages and they just, you know, tell everyone, give us all your stuff, we're going to shoot up the joint. And sometimes they just shoot up the joint. And that's what these anarchists in Seattle are doing. You'd think that they'd be happy that their guy is in there now. But they don't want, it's not about a guy or a gal. It's about a breakdown of society so that they become the power base. This is the corporate look of a drug gang trying to take over cities. And these are the cities that have disarmed their population under the idea that it's warm and fuzzy and fair. And that a disarmed city is a safe city. And here come the anarchists, the well-armed anarchists, who want anarchy so that they will be the law because they're the ones with the guns. And I laugh my ass off, don't you, when they say, oh, look at this group of QAnon followers, adherents. They're not even that. And there is nothing conservative about blowing up and burning down courthouses. Tell me where in Russell Kirk's treatise on conservatism, A Conservative Mind, that started the whole thing, where in that treatise is, you know, when you don't get what you want, burn stuff down. You tell me what page of A Conservative Mind by Russell Kirk is it. But that's what the media says. If they write something against Joe Biden, they must be conservatives. It's the same ridiculous leap of logic that Jason Kessler used to create the premise of Unite the Right here in Charlottesville, because he didn't like Wes Bellamy, because his boss, David Duke, didn't like Wes Bellamy, and David Duke didn't like Wes Bellamy because of the color of his skin, because David Duke's a racist asshat, Klan Grand Poobah, or whatever they are. And believe me, there were a lot better reasons to not like Wes Bellamy as a member of city council, but because a bunch of racist Klansmen decided they didn't like Wes Bellamy, all of a sudden, nobody could disagree with Wes Bellamy's policies without being a racist.
Now you left your hat.
It is a crazy-making, ridiculous binary world where everything is either a one or a zero. And we have to be deeper than that. This is what happens, though. So somebody goes out and wilds around Seattle and spray paints rhetoric against Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, so they immediately have to become Republican conservative talk radio show hosts? Are you nutty? Or have you just decided that life is too complex while you're waiting for your number to come up on the COVID-19 vaccine list? And this is just the beginning of it. I was asked, believe it or not, and I didn't do it mainly because my schedule was too short. I was asked to travel incognito yesterday for my own well-being. There were people who were deeply concerned for my safety yesterday. Why? the only ones who seem to have any angst about this program. I mean, I could smell the Mountain Dew and Cheetos coming, you know, three blocks away, so I can protect myself. But this is the world we've gotten into. If you don't get what you want, throw a riot. Let me get to you at 434-964-1075. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Joe. It's Toby. How are you?
Good, Toby. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
Pretty good, thank you. I was just going to mention the irony of the same people that want to pigeonhole and segregate to ones and zeros, as you said, just based on whether you agree with policies or not. That means you're in this camp over here. That same camp is the ones that are putting more and more checkboxes on forms. Like, for example, if you buy a gun right now from me, the federal form now says, are you a male, are you a female, or are you non-binary?
Oh, so they've added. Oh, I didn't know. So
Yeah, exactly. So there are more and more checkboxes on these forms for college admission, for buying a firearm, for a mortgage, as far as race and orientation gender and all these things. It's more and more diluted. But in the world of politics, if I don't agree with you on one or two or three issues, I'm automatically thrown into this camp over here on the other side and this big wall in the middle. And so my approach to this coming 4 years is, hey, if you've got better solutions, which, you know, I'm skeptical of, if you've got better solutions for the problems we're facing, I'm willing to hear them. As long as it doesn't fly in the face of constitutional liberty, you know, I'm willing to hear them. And let's see what will happen. So don't throw me, don't pigeonhole me or throw me over the wall onto the other side with the hate mongers and the anarchists.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you're absolutely
right. Same people doing both things that want to dilute the things that are truly binary, but make binary the things that are much more diverse.
It's interesting. You raise a great point on it because, you know, if you think about it, in the 60s, you know, realtors didn't ask. They just looked at the color of your skin and decided if you qualified for a mortgage or if they'd show you a house in a certain neighborhood. That was called redlining, and it was racist, and it was kind of a wink and a nod that realtors would do this stuff, often with the kickbacks of the beginnings of what are now homeowners associations and Fry's Spring neighborhood associations and that kind of stuff. But now we've actually codified it. We've actually said, put down your race, and we've been fooled into thinking this is going to get us benefits somehow, and that's why we're all running around looking for some sort of targeted marginalized group to be a part of, because maybe it'll benefit us a little bit.
Well, I'm determined, and I would encourage other people to be determined, not to be angry over the next 4 years. I truly want our country to thrive. I'm convinced that based on history, people like Biden and Kamala Harris don't have solutions that will work to promote liberty in our country. But maybe I'm wrong.
Right, you give them a chance.
I'm not going to be angry about it, running around angry.
Yeah, no, you can't be, Toby, because that just consumes itself. Thank you, my friend. You have a great morning.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Being tuned in means
every right comes with a counterbalancing responsibility.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCH.
Oh, there I am. WCHV time is 5:35, and it is 32 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios in Charlottesville. Joe Thomas in the morning traffic. Not too bad. We do have an incident at Brimo Bluff. Looks like a pretty serious situation right now. 15 crossing from Fluvanna into Buckingham. Both directions closed on Route 15 as you get down to Brimo in the area of Brimo Road and Route 15 there. I'm not sure what kind of, it's a tractor-trailer crash, I'm told now, just as you approach the crossing. And all lanes, both directions of the Madison Highway, blocked up at Brimo Road for a tractor-trailer crash there in southern Fluvanna County. In this traffic update, In the city of Charlottesville, everything else moving along fine. Brought to you by SVOE, your Canon, Kyocera, Xerox copiers and service. David Reese coming up from the auxiliary CBS 19 Weather Center, brought to you by Rooterman to the rescue.
Oh, you have found it, the place where you can find Washington Wizards basketball on the radio, where you might just hear...
Pass is stolen by Westbrook, hang on, stop to hand. Head down to Westbrook to the basket, slam! Windmill slam!
The Wizards are back from their COVID break at Milwaukee at 7:45.
Double drive, oh,
slam right in! Westbrook with the slam!
Right here in Central Virginia on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Let's go, Wiz.
Your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. Today, mostly sunny with temperatures still able to top out in the low to middle 50s, thanks in part to a little breeze coming in from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and cool. Temperatures tumble into the upper 20s to lower 30s. Friday and Saturday, good bit of sunshine. Friday afternoon, cold front moves through, though, dropping temperatures from the 50s Friday to the 40s Saturday. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist David Reese for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Thank you for letting us be of service to you. 434-964-1075. Emails come into joe@wchv.com. You know, I want to take a second, and I want to get into this reparational educational system that UVA is fomenting. Christian Adams from the Public Interest Legal Foundation on Nancy Pelosi's HR1 and what it proves about the elections. Dave Ray from the Federation for American Immigration Reform is going to be on with us. Also, break down Orange Dot 4.0. It's the analysis of our economic landscape and why people like Nikaya Walker have become so successful politically around here. Democratic socialism. But something Toby said, and we didn't have time to really poke around it because we were coming up on the news, I think is important because I am frequently accused of being a Pollyanna. And I don't really fight the assertion. I'm like, yeah, and your point is... Because right now, nobody rounds me up at 5 o'clock in the morning at rifle point. And nobody herds me into a car to go work at a camp somewhere, because this is what I'm told I have to do. I can go home when I choose. I can come in as long as I give myself enough time to prepare to do my job. And the amount of liberties we have, the amount of freedoms we have that we, quite honestly, take for granted, and the danger is not that we're selling them, we're having them taken from us, we're giving them away for the short-term benefit of a creature comfort here or there. Somebody asked me, you know, some time ago about why I carry the Dave Ramsey program in the lineup here. Dave Ramsey isn't, it's really weird that you have Dave Ramsey on your station, Joe. I don't like him. I don't like his, you know, he's always the same thing. You know, don't spend money. You know, so you got to spend money. As I poked around the conversation a little bit more, the guy was a Keynesian economist who believed, you know, that, you know, America exists on just spending money, and that credit and the expansion of credit was the greatest thing that ever happened to America. And there were some things, you know, to a society, And the argument was once made economically that getting off the gold standard was actually one of the great steps forward in race relations, because if you had a limited amount of currency, then that can be manipulated, you know, racial and ethnic boundaries. It was something Jefferson, yes, that one, talked about. He said that, you know, the freed slave communities needed to have a starting point of economy. He didn't talk about race. He didn't talk about slavery. He said they needed to have a starting. He didn't even call it reparations. He said they needed to have the access to capital and property that they had been denied for the generations while they had been enslaved. You know, now we call it reparation. And some of what you see is defined as reparational. I had a fella last week tell me, how does it feel to be the targeted race and not permit? I'm like, nobody's not permitting me to do anything. That's why you have to, you know, believe, and as I did, and I've said this to my kids, yes, are there things I'm concerned about, like the criminal justice system not being so just anymore? Am I concerned about judges that are not ruling on the basis of constitutionality anymore, but just how they will appear in the popularity press the next morning? And will there be rioters in front of their house? I'm concerned about all of this. So I was very pleased to see the mainstream media, in even to a degree where they just avoid the subject, referring to the rioters in Seattle as leftists. Because the ultra-anarchist is exactly that. But if you believe in the Bill of Rights, if you believe in the U.S. Constitution, then you have to defend her, and you have to defend her with the belief, number one, that she is righteous, and that she is stronger than all of these slings and arrows. And I am old enough to remember, you know, times very similar, if not worse, than we have it now. I mean, when they were burning the South Bronx down, gas prices had skyrocketed and were gobbling up an enormous amount of everyone's take-home pay. Poverty, unemployment was in the double digits. Interest rates were equally as high. It was a lot worse.
I found an extremely interesting conversation.
We talk with you, not at you.
To be continued.
On Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Virginia Army National Guard. Aired by the Virginia Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, I'm Mac McDonald for Thursday, January 21st. The NCAA has announced changes to the traditional March Madness men's basketball tournament, which will be held in one city, Indianapolis. Of the 67 total NCAA tournament games, Central Indiana will host as part of this year's realigned tourney. 55 games will take place within Indianapolis. Universities Indiana and Purdue will host the first week of the tournament. The Madness begins March 18th. It won't measure up to the Ice Bowl and the 67 NFL Championship between Dallas and Green Bay at Lambeau. However, Sunday's NFC title matchup between the Pack and Tampa Bay could feature snow and temperatures in the mid-20s. Packer wide receiver Devontae Adams told anyone who would listen, when you play in Green Bay, things are a little different.
Coming to Lambeau, you're playing a different brand of football. It takes you out of your element as far as the way you talk, the way you play. You get rattled, man.
Austin Cannon, Virginia Tech senior offensive lineman, will not come back for another season, opting out of the NCAA extra year COVID clause. I'm Mac McDonald.
This year's been unreal. Now school for kids is laptops in the living room.
Coronavirus turned everything upside down, but we still have to remember important stuff like getting flu shots.
Why's that?
In uncertain times, getting a flu shot is something we can control. It's one less health worry for our family.
You're right. I read the flu causes thousands of deaths and millions of doctor visits each year.
All right, then. We're getting family flu shots, and we'll tell our friends they should too. Flu shots are more important than ever this year.
This ad sponsored by the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association.
Your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. Today, mostly sunny with temperatures still able to top out in the low to middle 50s, thanks in part to a little breeze coming in from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and cool. Temperatures tumble into the upper 20s to lower 30s. Friday and Saturday, good bit of sunshine. Friday afternoon, cold front moves through, though, dropping temperatures from the 50s Friday to the 40s Saturday. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist David Reese for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Thank you, David. WCHV time is 5:47. It is 32 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios in Charlottesville. Joe Thomas in the morning. Now, going around traffic in the city, everything is good, but we have that tractor-trailer accident on Route 15, US 15, right at the river crossing in Bremo. So all north and southbound lanes are closed right now on US 15 at Bremo Road for a tractor trailer accident. There in this traffic update brought to you by SVOE. Pardon me, your Canon Kyocera Xerox copiers and service for Charlottesville.
Today, people with disabilities can achieve a better life experience with Able Now, a tax-advantaged savings account specifically designed for people with disabilities. Able Now accounts help eligible individuals save and invest their own money without endangering certain disability benefits. Learn if you or someone you know is eligible for an Able Now account at able-now.com. This message is provided by Able Now, administered by Virginia 529.
Members and friends of Albemarle Baptist Church invite you to visit them at 1685 Roslyn Ridge Road, Charlottesville. They're committed to glorifying God and serving the people of our community while working to provide a warm, welcoming atmosphere each Sunday, focusing on bringing glory to God through traditional hymns and heartfelt preaching from the Bible.
And tune in Sunday evening at 8 for The Bible Says, a ministry of Albemarle Baptist Church on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, well then the stroke's the word.
Oh, we're asking.
Don't take no rhythm.
Just live up to what you wrote down on paper.
Got a thirst for killing. Drink your
body. And believe me, as I watch John Roberts administer the oath of office to Joe Biden, I'm looking at him saying, this is the reason where if you have qualms, if you have nervousness, as elegant and eloquent as the Bill of Rights is, right now, in this moment, we have a judiciary that is more concerned with staying out of the crosshairs, metaphorically, of the riot culture. The rioters in Seattle, where are they? They're at a U.S. courthouse. Why? Because anarchists don't want rule of law. Anarchists want rule of the mob. Why are the anarchists burning down the Seattle courthouse? Because that's where you go to have the rule of law established. And what they don't want to do is discuss whether or not there is a just law. They just don't want law. Because then they win. And that's why these riots happen in these disarmed cities. Because the people of those cities have been told by their wokeness to not arm themselves, not prepare to defend themselves. So the rioters win. Mob rule. This is the conceit and Achilles heel of democracy. It becomes mob rule. You used to be able to say, well, you know, if somebody tries to take away one of my constitutional rights, we'll go to court. The judge will look at it and say, yeah, you can't do that. Heller, very recently. But do you have that faith anymore? This is where I struggle with what Toby said is, you know, I'm going to be happy. Because when they come after broadcasters, they're not going to do it by saying you can't have a talk radio show anymore. What they're going to do is they're going to say anyone who advertises on radio will only be allowed to claim the tax exemption for marketing expenses if you advertise on these types of radio. Check the box. That's why I brought up the still nightmare scenario to me of going after guns via homeowners insurance. And how do you, well, the homeowners insurance company isn't the U.S. government. Yeah, but then there's no homeowners insurance. Ah, see, you would have to go after the homeowners insurance providers for collusion and restraint of trade. But do you expect a courtroom? Do you expect a justice to see that argument, accept that argument, and then say, sure, homeowners insurance policies that, forbid you to own guns in the house or have guns in the house are unconstitutional, and then the riots break out. So the judge or the judge is told either you rule against home gun ownership or a riot's going to break out at your house. An independent judiciary right now is one of our biggest problems. Is a judiciary devoid in many cases of the courage to say this is constitutional whether you like it or not? And this law is unconstitutional whether you like it or not. But we don't want to do that. We've given in to the democracy. And I want to get into what these UVA teachers are teaching about democracy and equity and fairness, because there's a whole program. It's going to be coming. A guarantee Albemarle County is going to be one of the pilot programs for it, right off the UVA grounds, reparational educational system. But what you have to understand is as the mobs continue to get their nutty on, the only thing we can do is continue to point to it and say, see, this wasn't about Donald Trump. This wasn't about Wes Bellamy. This wasn't about Jason Kessler or Dick Spencer or David Duke or Paul Manafort or you pick Q. This wasn't about Q. This was about a bunch of anarchists who have decided that since everyone else in the community is disarmed, say this much, these anarchists at least aren't dealing drugs. They may be associated with the drug dealers. They may be getting their armaments from drug dealers. And the drug dealers certainly profit when the anarchy collapses, at least for as long as people have money. But the longer this goes on, the more these riots happen in Seattle, and the more the media, even I heard it on CBS, referred to them as far-left protesters. And I had a warm feeling deep down in the cockles of my, wherever you keep your cockles. And I said, really? And it didn't take long.
In Portland, about 100 far-left anti-police protesters dressed all in black marched through the northeast part of the city. Along the way, they smashed windows of a building that houses the Oregon Democratic Party and carried signs saying that we are not governable and a new world from the ashes. Several arrests have been made there. We can confirm that. And in a different part of Portland, more left-wing protesters gathered for a rally called Inaugurate Justice and Defend Black Lives. Meantime, in Seattle, between 50 and 75 protesters also dressed in black. And for a while, they stood in the middle of an intersection blocking traffic in downtown Seattle.
And you know, it's horrific for the people who live in Seattle right now who have to deal with this. But this is what we have to do, is we have to let them prove to the world unequivocally who they are and what they want. And then the world will say, yeah, that's not what we signed up for.
Being tuned in means
live and local for your information. Weekday morning starting at 5.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
434-964-1075.
Jim and I, Kamala and Doug, wanted to make sure our inauguration was not about us, but about you, the American people. This is a great nation. We're a good people. And to overcome the challenges in front of us requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy, unity.
Which means shut up, sit down, and do what we tell you. I mean, it does. It does. Unity is not a democratic. And the best part of Joe Biden's speech is he admits it before he calls for it. Government uberalis requires unity. A representative republic deriving its just powers from its citizens is inherently disunified. I'm inventing words here. Inharmonious. That's where it gets its power from. It's disunity. Infinite diversity through infinite combination, not monochromatic dogma, blind to everyone's differences. This goes into what they were talking about in Educating for Democracy, that they're cooking up at UVA, and I'm sure we'll use Albemarle County unless we get some people on the school board to push against
it. That's the piece we kind of saw missing that we thought we could contribute to. Like, what does developmental science tell us about kids' understandings of justice and fairness and human welfare?
They understand that they're little and they need an authority figure to do things for them. So we're going to indoctrinate that. We're going to codify that in first, second, and third grade, so that you understand that the appointed authority figure is the one you get stuff from. And you get stuff by doing what the authority figure tells you to do in the way they tell you to do it. Unity is not part of a representative republic deriving its just powers from the governed. We have to understand that America is about that. And that's the unity of America, is actually our diversity. And I use that in its actual form, not its pop culture hashtag. Good morning. You're on the air with Joe Thomas in the morning. Who's this?
Morning, Joe. It's Mike.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Well, I'm glad I found out about that detour this morning. Being one of your, one of your listeners in Buckingham County, I saw a perfect example of people failing to comprehend what's plainly in front of them this morning, whether it's unity, meaning shut up and follow us, or, well, I'm sorry, quench the political fires of the red and the blue. And like this morning, coming in, had that fun detour. The car ahead of me was not able to think on their feet. I mean, fly by the seat of their pants, or whatever you want to call it, since you're sitting down to move forward. But they weren't able to comprehend a sign that said detour was an arrow pointing in the direction they were to go.
No.
When you can't even comprehend something simple like that, how are you expecting them to comprehend that they need to get out there and be active in the community, even if it's to be run for a city school seat?
So even in a scenario where the government very clearly put up a chromium yellow sign to tell them what to do, so maybe this is why this educator from UVA says we need to do a better job of educating our kids, Mike, is that, you know, they're not able to follow the big yellow chromium signs, so we need to make the signs maybe bigger and more chromium yellow?
Something like that, or just help me get 50,000 poll workers throughout the United States that will stuff ballot boxes for me to become the world dictator, like you and Dr. Clark were talking a couple weeks ago about what's insanity, and that's keeping the GOP. So I'll just do something that's crazy enough to work, have 50,000 poll workers stuffing 100,000 ballots each for me, and I become world dictator. Why not, you know?
Because
no one else is paying attention.
There you go. Thank you, Mike.
All the news, weather, and traffic you need anytime, all day, every day. Being tuned in means Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHB.